8, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, looks to us like, although we're reading out the same thing you are on the quad quantities, using the computer program and all of the correction factors that are in there, it looks like all four of your quads are very close. In pounds, it looks like you have, for example, 193 pounds in quad A, 189 in B, 200 in C, and 190 in delta. And the difference that you read on the gauge is attributed to the fact that you don't have all of the correction factors in there. This ground calculation has an accuracy of about plus or minus 6%, and the best you can do on board, even using your chart, is plus or minus 10%.
This is Apollo Control at 84 hours, 18 minutes. At this point, we have passed up all of the information that Flight Director Milton Windler wanted to get to the crew on this pass on the 8th Revolution, and we anticipate that any further conversation with the spacecraft before we lose signal in about 36 minutes will be initiated by the crew. We'll continue to monitor and pick up the conversation as it develops. At the present time, it appears that Frank Borman is the active crewman. Lovell and Anders, we expect, are getting some rest at this time in preparation for the busy schedule they're going to have during the trans-Earth injection maneuver. This is Apollo Control, Houston. We've had one very brief conversation with the crew since our previous report. We'll pick that up and then come up live with a conversation that is developing at this time.
Apollo 8, Houston, the tape recorder is back to you.
Thank you.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, we've just finished looking at all your systems and all the trajectory information, and you have a go for another rev.
How's the weather down there, kid?
It's really beautiful. Loud and clear and just right in temperature.
How about the recovery area?
That's looking real good.
Very good.
Yeah, they tell us that there's a beautiful moon out there.
No, I was just saying there's a beautiful Earth out there.
It depends on your point of view. You're looking for things to do up there, Frank. You might hit that biomed switch over to the left position.
Okay.
Based on that count from Frank Borman aboard the spacecraft, we've concluded here in Mission Control that we have about a 3-second delay from the time the signal is sent until the time we receive it here. This is Apollo Control. At the present time, we seem to be getting a fair amount of noise on the circuit. We'll stand by to pick up conversations again should they develop and take the circuit down at this time. This is Apollo Control, Houston, at 84 hours, 47 minutes into the flight. We've just reviewed with Frank Borman the procedures and plans that we have for our television pass coming up on the next revolution. And we'll play back that conversation for you and then continue to follow for any live communications with the spacecraft.
I wouldn't be anywhere else tonight. It looks like it's coming right down the pike. It's doing just what it's supposed to, and apparently all our computer programs have got the right numbers in them because they're predicting where you're going.
Are they covering any of these anomalies due to the hard spot?
Well, they're detectable, but they're not changing things enough to be anything more than of interest.
Well, I helped you as soon as the coroner and say, where was that LOI? That was beautiful.
Sure was. That's a textbook all the way. Okay, we're about inside of 10 minutes to LOS. We'll be picking you up again at 8540, and we'll have all of the TV type information standing by. In the event that the situation develops again, for pointing accuracy, if I see anything that looks like a Terminator or anything of that nature, I'm going to call the dark side of it 12 o'clock and use that as a reference system. And we'll try that. If that doesn't dope out any problems with camera pointing, I may try a call for a plus pitch, and then I'll just correct what I see to account for it.
Roger, we're not going to use that telephoto lens, but I don't believe we'll be able to get a picture of the Earth. It's going to have to be the Terminator and the lunar surface. I'm looking at the Earth right now, and we won't see it again during that period.
Okay, real fine then. And next time around, we'll take an extra special look at all of the parameters. We'll have a PEI pad for you, and we'll use the last rev for a real good hack in all the systems. I'll give you a rundown by system of all the things we see and where they stand.
Okay, fine.
Houston, we're approaching 4 minutes to LOS. All systems are go.
Part of the transmission on that last conversation was a little bit difficult to copy. We were able to copy Borman saying that he would not be able to get pictures of the Earth on this TV pass coming up on our next revolution, and indicated that he did not plan to attempt to use the telephoto lens. The estimation here in Mission Control Center is that he will not be in a proper attitude to get a shot out the window of Earth, and therefore would not be using the telephoto lens. We're now 2 minutes 35 seconds away from loss of signal from the spacecraft. We'll reacquire again about 46 minutes after we lose contact. At 84 hours, 52 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control.